For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Virginia Henry, and I'm here with freshman Republican Representative Britt Raybould. Thank you so much for joining me.
I'm happy to be here, Virginia.
So, first of all, tell me about what's been happening this week out in Boise.
We're in week two of the 2019 session, and both weeks so far have been very full, very busy. We've started the budget hearing process on the JFAC committee, which is the Joint Appropriations Committee between the House and the Senate. And we've begun the review process for administrative rules. Those are rules that are created by the individual agencies, and then they are brought forward for review by the legislature to either approve or reject. And then if they go forward, they have the same force of law.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I saw something about add the words, or there was something. Is that the same thing you're talking about, or is that something completely different?
So add the words is associated with a push to add some additional non-discriminatory language to existing Idaho law. So administrative rules are a completely different set of functions that are performed by the agencies. Add the rules. There were some folks that were in the Capitol who were demonstrating this week who were asking for consideration for their position. And it's my understanding that Senate Pro Tem Brent Hill indicated he would be bringing forth some proposed compromise to help address this particular issue.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of things that were happening this week. There was a lot of reports coming in, and then next week or in the future, then people, you'll start getting on the floor a little bit more and actually putting into action legislation. Were there any reports that really caught your ear or anything this week, or...
So if you're referring to reports, I think that may be a reference back to the administrative rules.
Okay.
So that's the process the committee goes through the first 3 weeks of the session. And then once we've addressed the administrative rules, then that's usually when we start getting into what we think of as legislation. Some of the committees have held initial hearings on a few bills, but in the coming weeks, that will definitely pick up. And we will spend more time in committees learning more about proposed legislation from other legislators.
Gotcha. Now, is there anything that you're particularly excited about or looking forward to that is about to come forward maybe in the next few weeks or just in the session in general even?
So one of the things that I'm really excited to see happen is during the last 3 years, there's been an interim committee that was formed to review how we do education funding. And over the last, I would say probably 2 to 3 months, they've been spending time going around and having discussion with folks and showing the new formula that's been put together by the interim committee. And this last week, they formally presented that formula to a joint session of the House and Senate Education Committees. Going forward now, those committees will have responsibility for determining whether or not they want to implement the formula and what supporting language in terms of policy legislation they want to draft in order to help deal with that implementation. So the formula is just a formula until the education committees determine what policy they want to go along with that formula, and I'm excited to see where they go with that.
Okay, and that's going, how's that going to affect people at home?
So what it will mean in the long term, because what they've also indicated is that for the first 3 years that the formula is in place, there will be a hold harmless clause, which means that school districts won't lose any money. Beyond that, what we're looking at is having the dollars actually follow the students, because right now our current education funding formula focuses on enrollment in terms of attendance as opposed to the individual student. And so this process is a more accurate reflection of what's actually going on in the school in terms of how many students are actually in the school as opposed to how many days a student may or may not attend.
Okay, gotcha. So that's going to impact the way that I guess students almost are, their education reflects back on their families, the way that they're able to see how their education is benefiting them. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. The other thing I would point to is that because this is a simplified formula over the prior formula, it's going to make it easier for school administrators to be able to project out what they're going to be able to expect in terms of school funding. So for budgeting purposes, I foresee that it creates an easier time for them to be able to make adjustments going forward forward about what they can and can't do when it comes to the dollars, because they'll have access to the formula and will be able to see for themselves, based on student enrollment, what is likely to be headed their way. Now, that makes some assumptions about what the state of Idaho can afford to do, and if we're in a recession or, you know, some other financial factors associated with it. But the goal with this formula is to create a easier way for school districts to be able to determine the funding that's coming their way so that they can budget accordingly.
Right, and that will, I'm sure, be a huge, hopefully, relief to administrators.
I believe that's the intent.
Be a little bit more clear and have a little bit more clear trajectory, I guess. Now, I heard that you guys had something called a Union Day this last week. Was that something you were able to participate in or look at, or
the days kind of blur together, but I'm pretty sure it happened yesterday, I believe, was when the AFL-CIO visited the Capitol. They had booths set up in the rotunda for legislators to visit and had a chance to talk to them, and they also came in during the early part of our House session. The gallery where visitors sit was filled to overflowing with both professional electricians and plumbers and their apprentices, and so it was a really great opportunity to see and get to talk to the skilled professionals that I think most of us may take for granted until something goes wrong in our house, and then we're desperately searching for someone to come and fix our problem.
Yeah, and that's wonderful that they are able to go and feel represented and to make their voice heard, and that you guys notice that and pay attention to that as our legislators. That's awesome. Is there anything else coming up with this session or that you're working on personally that you'd like to say something about?
One of the things we're paying really close attention to is that over the last few weeks, and even months to that matter, there's been a lot of discussion around whether or not we're going to have as much money as we thought we were based on the past forecast. Tax revenues for the prior months have fallen short. Now, the State Tax Commission has indicated that they believe that that's due to a discrepancy from the tax code changes that we experienced last year with the tax cut, that most people did not make updates to their W-4s, and as a result, even though there was a tax cut, it lowered their withholding so much that come April 15th, some people are going to be a little surprised that they may end up getting a tax bill as opposed to a tax refund. Mm. And so the hope is that we'll eventually catch up and make the difference. But as part of that budget and appropriations process, we're looking really closely at what the numbers could be versus what we hope they'll be. And we're trying to make as wise a decision as we can to ensure that we don't put Idaho in an upside down position when it comes to what we're spending versus what we have coming in.
Right. Well, beautifully, very eloquently put. And thank you so much for taking the time to stop in and talk with us and let us know what's happening and what you're working on so we can stay up to date on hopefully things that are coming down the line for us here at home.
Happy to do it. And I hope that if anyone has any questions or concerns, they feel free to reach out directly to me at the Capitol. I do my best to get back to people as quick as I can. So, send me an email, give me a phone call. I'm always happy to chat.
Wonderful. Thank you. Again, this is freshman Republican Representative Britt Raybould, and she's from right here in Rexburg. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much, Virginia.